Welcome back, you guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I meant to put up St. Patrick's Day decorations. I had every intention to, but I just didn't ever get, I hate to say the motivation, but I am like literally 0.3%, if that, Irish. I have not an ounce of shamrock in me, not even the milk. I am dairy-free. So I just, I'm sorry, if you are Irish, I fully support the Irish, nationality. I got nothing. I got this jacket that I hope is not insulting. It's the most green looking thing that I could find at the moment, and I felt like it kind of gives off party vibes, because as far as I'm concerned, St. Patrick's Day is all about drinking. I will probably go out and have an Irish cream shot of some sort. That's all I got. Anyway, I'm going to stay on theme, though, of this day and talk about luck. So, as far as luck, I saw this post that got me thinking a lot about kind of creating our own luck, right? So this post said something along the lines of that you need to really watch the words you say, because words have power. And when you speak, you are casting a spell, essentially. That's why words, when you're spelling words, it's called spelling. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is really, really true. Like literally just speaking words in general, no matter what you say, is essentially witchcraft, like for lack of a better word. I mean, this would be a really, really good discussion video for Halloween time. Note to self. Also, though, I feel it goes hand in hand with luck, because what you say has power. What you want to define yourself as has power. What you want to speak into existence has power. What you want to speak, it all has power. Which is terrifying, also encouraging. It goes so many ways. I mean, it's scary the fact that you have more power than you even realize. It's also scary when you realize the power that you have. And I've been thinking a lot lately about the things in my life that I have not fully realized the power that I, or at the time, the power that I withheld, and the things that had happened to me by simply speaking things. Like, and I know this sounds like a little like cuckoo or something, but it's true. I used to speak health over my body when I was told that I could potentially have cancer. Like they knew that something was not right with my body. They didn't know what it was, but that something wasn't right. And they were trying, the doctor was trying to, you know, figure out what was going on. And we were doing a bunch of testing and stuff. And I would just speak health over my body over and over and over and over and over and over until the lab report said that there was literally nothing wrong with me. And the doctor was like, I do not understand this. How is it that they literally said something was wrong and it's just swiped clean? I didn't really have an explanation either, except for the fact that I was speaking healing over myself. And I feel like, I mean, some people might say that this was God, that this was a miracle, which I can't say that it wasn't. I have no other explanation for it. But it almost just seems like, I have no explanation. I have no explanation. I'm just going to leave it at that because I have no explanation. Is it the fact that people don't speak healing over themselves to see this, or does this happen when people do? Like, I honestly don't know. Nobody I know literally lives their life speaking words of affirmation, I guess you could say, over themselves. So if people do this, is this just what happens? Like, I honestly don't know. Is it God? Is it like when you just let things go and just speak like prayers, so to speak? Is that what happens? Like, I really don't know. And that's kind of what I'm on here to talk about. But like, just the power of the fact, though, that when you get into this state, apparently things happen. I had gotten 3 nails between 2 of my tires the day that I was supposed to move states. And was this, I think it was like 2 days before, if I didn't mention that part. And I was just speaking like, I wish that it would just fall out and I don't have to schedule a car appointment when I'm clearly in the middle of having a lot more things more important to worry about, right? And I remember just lying in my bed the night before and envisioning like God himself just pulling out with his fingers, as if that's how it works, pulling out each of the nails out of my tires. Just imagining, like, if only. The next day, I kid you not, I go to my appointment to take the nails out of my tires, to get new tires, actually, because it was going to be too expensive. It just wasn't going to work to remove them. They had to replace all the tires that had nails in them. And they looked at the report that I handed them saying what was wrong. You know, there were 3 nails between the tires, and looked at my car and they were like, I don't understand why your report says this. There are no nails in the tires. I'm like, what? They're like, it makes no sense because, like, clearly you are here. They wrote this out just a couple days ago. They're like, you didn't go to like another shop or something? They're like, I have no other explanation as to why there are no nails on the tires. And they were like, we ran it through water. Like, we did all the testing. There's nothing there. They're like, even just looking at it, like, I don't see anything. And I'm like, that is wild because I didn't see it either. And I was like, literally 2 days ago, you could visibly see the nails on the tires. The thing is, they were gone. They never showed up later or nothing. Like, they were literally gone. How do you explain that? There is no explanation. That's what's weird. Like, okay, when there is no explanation, does that mean it's God? Like, I'm literally asking, does that mean manifestation is real? Like, does it mean that I just got lucky? Is the bottom line I'm trying to get at for the topic of this video, does that mean I just got lucky? Can you literally manifest or believe or pray or speak things into existence, or like speak it out of existence for that matter? This isn't so much like an advice video. This is more like I am asking because I don't really have answers. All I'm going to say, though, to end this episode is, why don't we try it? Why don't we all just start trying this and see what happens? There are several things in my life that I could speak out of existence. And also speak into existence, for that matter. There are absolutely things that I could try working on and seeing what happens. And you know what? I want to challenge you this week to try it. Please try it. Come back to this episode. Let me know what you tried and what happened. It can be anything from a lab report to speaking nails out of your tires, evidently, anything like that and in between. Let's try it. See what happens. It doesn't even have to be that either. if there's nothing like that obviously that needs the obvious that needs help, or that maybe you're not comfortable with doing something like that, how about you start speaking words of affirmation over yourself this next week? Come back and tell me how you feel. Do you feel better? Do you feel more refreshed? Do you feel healthier? Do you feel more positive? Let's just try it. Speak words of affirmation over the people in your life and see if they react differently, respond differently. Let's go out and try this. If you are interested in booking a free discovery call with me for more just help in your own life with helping shape-shift the way that you view yourself in your own life, because there are so many things that we can all work on in our life, and I consider myself to be an ultimate dream coach. I specialize in helping people with following their ultimate dreams. I am a certified life coach. I am more than excited to help you. I want to get you started on the path to luxury, not luxury. This is not L-U-X-ery. This is luckery. L-U-C-K-ery. Luckery. If this wasn't a thing, it is now. Luckery. I would love to get you started on the path to luckery. As a coach, one of the most, I think, important roles that I have in your life is to speak words of encouragement to you. Because you wouldn't believe how many people don't hear words of encouragement in their life. They don't. And so as a coach, one of the most important things that I have learned myself from being a client is the fact that I lived for that 1 week where I would just hear words of encouragement. It changed my life. It literally did. So as a coach, I would like to have that impact on you, to have 1 day a week. I mean, and so much more. There is so much more. Don't get me wrong. But 1 day a week where I can just speak words of affirmation into you and speak life into you, because so many people are lacking that in their life. And that is one thing that is so important to me with coaching, is the ability to do that in people's lives. So go ahead, if you are interested in booking a free discovery call, you can do so. The link is in the description below. And you can also follow me on almost any social media platform at MakeWavesCoach for more like this. You can also find me on almost any social media platform at MermaidCassandra, as that is also my dream that I have pursued. I'm a professional mermaid. Check it out for all that cool stuff. You can also check out my podcast, Make Waves Mermaid Cassandra, available every place podcasts are found. Until the next episode, go out there and make waves. Mwah.